Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
With Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, you'll find us on our socials at Radio X. Now, here's Toby Tarrant.
Hello there and good morning. Sorry, Dom, I thought you were hiding. As soon as the show started, Dom just hid under the desk.
What I should have done
is
before we started, check the headphones rather than as soon as you start talking.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything, okay. Well, you work on that.
Okay, I'm back again. Morning.
Was it the volume knob, Dom?
No, it's all a bit glitchy.
But it's a bit techie.
I can work with it.
Can you?
Professional. I can work with that.
Hello, good morning is what I'm trying to say.
Hello.
Monday, 4th of March. Toby Tarrant's here in for Christopher Moyles. Thank you very much, Adam Brown. Thank you, sir. Now, on the surface, a slick professional radio show is underway.
Yeah.
There was a bit of stress before we started the show.
No, there wasn't.
There was.
Yeah, a bit.
Pippa's voice raised at one point.
Oh, it did, yeah.
I was quite scared.
I had to just put my head down a little bit there.
Yeah.
It was getting slightly aggressive.
Well, yeah. It's very hard to not go on autopilot in this. We're still in the new temporary studio.
The patio door studios.
Yeah.
It's very cosy in here.
Isn't it?
It's very, very cosy in here.
Yeah.
So because we're in this new temporary studio, whilst our original studio gets a fancy makeover, it's all a bit different. Buttons in different places. And let's be honest, we've been in the other studio for 8 years and I don't know where those buttons are.
Yeah, exactly right.
So this is all a bit of a baptism of fire.
Yeah. We almost became classic rock.
We very
6:27 this morning, didn't we?
We very nearly became classic rock.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's obviously where my voice raised a little bit, that's all.
Yeah.
Don't press classic rock! Don't press classic rock!
Yeah.
Sorry, Pippa.
Sorry,
Pippa. I don't know. I've never done this before. Don't press it.
Because off air, Pippa's a demon.
Yeah, that's it.
Everyone is petrified.
But you didn't press classic rock, did you?
I didn't press classic rock. I wouldn't dare.
It worked.
Well, I could have pressed classic rock, but it'd be the last thing I ever do.
Absolutely right. What a way to go out.
So then, with just a few seconds to go, just as the show is meant to start, everything was all under control. At one point, there was myself, Pippa, intern Bella, and audio producer Charlie.
Yeah.
All stood around trying to work out how to get our show on air.
Nobody asked me.
And Dom just sat on the other side of the studio, just, we've still haven't checked if his headphones were working.
The volume knob. No, it's more complicated than that.
Anyway, like a swan, underneath the surface, our legs are going frantically and going like the clappers, but we are gliding elegantly across the surface.
Smooth radio.
It's smooth radio. No, we're not on smooth radio.
Oh, no, we're not on.
Don't press smooth radio. Yeah,
we almost were.
Don't press smooth radio. Anyway, good morning. And I hope that this is not a sign of how the rest of the week's going to go.
Yeah.
From here on out, it's going to be plain sailing. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry.
I didn't know I sounded like a Dalek, by the way.
Yes.
In a good way, though. In a really good way.
Sexy Dalek.
Do you remember recently Pippa, you laughed at me a lot because we were walking past the pub at the end of our road. And for some reason, actually, we have never asked. There's a massive Dalek. Are they called Daleks?
Yes. There's a massive Dalek. You called it a Dalek the other day.
Hello. Oh, look at the Dalek.
Well, is that your Norwegian coming out?
Dalek at the window.
Ah, Ricardo, the Dalek.
Pippa stopped walking. Wait, what did you just call it? I went, Dalek.
Dalek? Did you never watch Doctor Who?
No, I never watched Doctor For Whom It May Concern.
Right.
Basically, I've never seen Doctor Who, and I reckon I've only ever seen that written down.
Right, okay.
I don't think I've ever heard it said out loud.
Wow.
So I just thought this whole time it was Dalek.
Right.
Oh, I wish I hadn't corrected you now.
Absolutely.
I'd have been walking around. I mean, it's quite a specific. It wouldn't come up very often. Although this morning, if you hadn't corrected me this morning, I'd have gone, oh, Pippa, you sound like a Dalek. And then you would have had so much fun.
Oh, what a shame.
But instead.
So you've never heard the impression, I am a Dalek. You never heard them say Dalek at the end of that.
What's the expression?
Dalek.
No, the impression when they go, I am a Dalek. You never heard that? I mean,
I don't think they've ever said, I am a Dalek.
Tom, apparently like you've never heard the impression either.
I can't. Now, as it turns out, it's one of the few impressions I can't do. But at the end of that, they say Dalek, not Dalek. It's very,
okay.
Very important.
I don't think I've ever. No.
They say we are Daleks?
Yes, we are the Daleks, they say.
We are the Daleks.
That's it.
Is that what they sound like?
Not bad.
I'd imagine. Now. So, Doctor Who, I've never seen it.
I'm not a massive fan, but I've, you know, as I've lived...
Well, I heard your impression, I can tell.
But as I've, you know, I've lived on planet Earth for a while, I'm aware of who the Daleks are, unlike you.
So a normal human.
A normal human being here on Earth.
So they're the bad guys, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you've seen them, so you know what they look like.
They're like...
They exterminate people.
Do they?
They've got a long thing out the front.
No, that's not Doctor Who, and you've got to stop watching them. But
they are the Daleks, weirdly.
Yeah,
very different.
And they're the only baddies, or there's other baddies?
There's again, you're asking the wrong person. I think the Cybermen are bad.
Oh,
I think
are
the Daleks. You're gonna have so many texts of Doctor Who fans going, "Shut up."
The Daleks appear to be the ultimate baddies.
Yeah, and the head of them is now, I want to say Stavros, but that doesn't sound right.
Stavros Flatley.
It might be Davros. Yes. Is it Davros, Pip?
Isn't that where they go for those big financial meetings every year?
That's it.
Head of the Daleks. Davros.
Davros. Davros Flatley.
Yeah.
No.
Davros O'Flatley, the Irish head of the Daleks.
Now, talk to me about... So what one minute, it? So I don't, like I said, don't watch it, but 1 minute.
Not watched or heard of them.
No.
Yeah.
Davros has seen better days,
I've never seen him before. Davros.
Davros, yeah, so he controls the Daleks.
State of him.
He needs some more sleep, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Now,
he's the boss man.
1 minute.
Yeah.
Doctor Who is Christopher Eccleston.
Yes. So they regenerate into, do they take different form? I'm not an expert, it's worth saying. before we get grief.
Before we carry on, I think you'll find it's the Doctor. Not Doctor Who.
Yeah. Who's Doctor Who?
Well, Doctor Who's the name of the TV show, but...
He's called the Doctor.
Is the Doctor.
Or she's called the Doctor.
Or she.
Yeah, exactly, Dom. Thank you.
Yeah, 2024.
Yeah, come on. But that's it. And then 1 minute, then suddenly I turn around, it's David Tennant. And then it's Matt Smith. And then it's Jodie Whittaker.
Whittaker, yeah.
Then it's Forrest Whittaker.
That's it.
No, he never was, does it? But, well, so in the storyline, does... Is that a new doctor, or is it the same doctor?
He's a shapeshifter.
Yeah. Of course he is.
Yeah. He's
just regenerates. So am I on a Friday night if a DJ plays a good tune. Am I right? Okay, good. Well, thank you.
They can't climb stairs either. That's the one thing to know. The Daleks.
This is quite the hindrance, isn't
it? They can kill you, and they can control planets and stuff, but they can't climb stairs because they can't actually.
So do they get like
levitate.
A Stannis stair lift up?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess they all get Stannis stair lifts, which we don't see as the viewer. That would be an off-camera thing.
It's a bit like in the film Signs, when the aliens... travel to planet Earth. So they've mastered space travel.
Yes.
But then Mel Gibson locks one in the pantry.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
just
similar.
It's inconsistent.
Or the pain tree, as you would call it.
6:39, Monday morning. Can't remember what I was going to talk about. Anyway, this is Razor Light.
Good.
Somewhere else on Radio X. Hope you had a lovely weekend. 6:46, Manic Street Preachers. You stole the sun from my heart on Radio X. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles. We got distracted talking about Daleks.
Yeah,
not Daleks.
That's it, yes.
Daleks. And I didn't actually explain the setup of who's with us this morning. Yeah. You've probably worked it out, but I'm in for Chris Moyles. Now, it's a bit complicated.
Mm.
So we've got Dominic Byrne.
Hello, yeah.
Who's here for the whole week.
Yeah.
I would normally have producer Vin.
Yes.
Who, bless him, went to India and has come back really unwell. He's in hospital for a couple of days. So love you, Vin. You won't be listening.
He's on the mend, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on the mend.
Get well.
But the doctor told him, basically, you need to sleep and more sleep.
So a week with Toby wasn't on the prescription list, was it?
Yes, exactly.
It should be.
Yeah.
You can't. The doctor said, who'd you produce, Toby? Yeah, you don't need that stress in your life right
Rest
now.
Rest up.
So we've got Pippa this morning. What a pleasure. What an honour.
Oh, wow.
Let's clap her.
What an honour.
I've never had a round of applause before.
What, ever in life?
No, in life, perhaps, when
do you reckon you last had a round of applause?
Good question. Probably at my book launch.
Clang.
It probably wasn't, but we can have to talk about the book.
Yeah.
So,
probably when I second book.
Probably my second book. But I'd imagine, Pippa, now that nobody can get the book anymore, it's probably you can't buy it online, I'd imagine. Or...
Well, that's it. It's gone now, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the copies have been sold.
Yes. Yeah. Or is it still available online at a very reasonable price?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in bookshops, you can get it.
Bookshops, Waterstones, W.H. Smith. Frankly, thought I've been in two W.H. Smiths and not a peep.
Me and you went in a Waterstones. No sign of it.
Oh, I saw it in the Waterstones in St. Albans. You were in there.
Did you?
There we go.
I've not seen it in W.H. Smith. So.
No, W.H. Smith.
Why don't you tweet Pippa at Pipskin if you see a copy of Craptics in the wild?
Yes, ideally W.A. Smith.
And also, what you do is you move it to Pride of Place.
Yeah, that's it.
So say that week, I don't know, Michelle Obama's got a book out. Just put Craptics over Michelle Obama.
Oh, no, book of the week. Michelle.
Yeah. But
book of the week. Editor's choice.
Not Michelle Obama, or as you would call her in Craptics world,
Michelle Loeb Armour.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the crap.
Sorry. Sorry.
You just said a name differently. Michelle Obama.
Sorry, no, not you. Hard outer layer, fleshy ear flap, battle clothing.
That's what I was expecting.
Sorry.
Not Michelle Obama. I am a Dalek.
Sorry.
Oh, that was a lovely
touch. Is there a way of retracting a round of applause?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I take back my round of applause that I gave you a few moments ago? So we've got Pippa this morning, and then from tomorrow, I mean, we've got Captain Crapbeard producing the show for 4 days.
No, who's doing really? Sorry, I'm joking.
He's really falling upwards, isn't he?
He really is.
Isn't he? He's like Buzz Lightyear when he thinks he can fly, but he's actually just bouncing off stuff around the room. What an unbelievable career trajectory.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have to ask the questions, right? So Vin's not well and Captain Crapbeard's got a promotion. I just think, do the math.
Absolutely right.
You know, is he fiddling with Vin's dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
I'm glad you finished the sentence.
No, I'll play a song of it. Get well
dinner.
Soon, Vin, as well. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's it. I'm going to say no, I don't think he is. Just leave me.
That's libelous. 10 to 7. This is the Pigeon Detectives I found out on Radio X. Green Day, American Idiots on Radio X. So it was the Brits over the weekend. I didn't see any of it. I was in the pub. I did get a very angry tweet from a young man, or an old man, I don't know.
Apparently so.
It was lovely. It was wonderful.
Started to think it was off a burner account that Pippa managed.
Yeah. Pip enjoyed it.
I can't really even begin to read it out on the radio because every other word's a swear word.
Yeah. But, not happy with you, though, apparently.
We hope it's a case of mistaken identity, but you never know, do you?
He went, at Brits. So he's tweeted the Brits. Mm.
They need to know.
Now.
Suck my hairy mm-hmm.
Oh.
Dog Toby, have a word with yourself. You melt. TV abysmal.
Ah, okay.
Right?
Right.
A fan.
Now, I replied to him saying, Richie, I don't know how to break this to you, but I'm not at the Brits. I'm in the pub. Also, what are hairy mm-mm, and how do I go about sucking them? And then he deleted his tweet.
Oh.
Only after you got 420 likes.
I know. I mean, he really ruined my momentum there. I don't know what happened. I think he thought I was hosting the Brits.
Right, okay. And you were where at the time?
In the pub. First of all, I don't get invited to the Brits. No one knows who I am. Mm. Secondly, even if I got invited to the Brits, I'd go pub.
Yeah.
So, now, if you want to walk into the pub and say those things to me, I get it.
Fair enough.
I hear you absolutely. Loud and clear.
You welcome it.
please.
Yeah.
Please. Hey, you're preaching to the choir. I'm my own worst enemy. But then he just deleted it. Now, I'm guessing he thought I hosted the Brits, which, right. I mean, I'm taking the compliment out of this situation.
Well, absolutely.
Hello.
It could be anyone, couldn't it? Yeah. Someone going up to do an award or...
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's true. It could have been anyone that was on the... He obviously saw someone at the Brits.
Who's ever been on television on ITV that night,
yes.
Essentially.
Yes. But he called me a TV... a woman of the night.
Oh, okay.
Which is... completely unfair. I agreed with everything else he called me, by the way.
Right.
But not that, because I can't get a TV gig for love nor money. I'm never on the TV. Radio
X. On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just gone 7 o'clock, Monday morning. Toby Tarrant here in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, US Vice President Kamala Harris has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Let's reunite the hostages with their families, and let's provide immediate relief to the people of Gaza.
There have been talks in Egypt over a potential 6-week pause in fighting, but Israel has reportedly boycotted the latest meeting as Hamas is refusing to produce a list of hostages who are still alive in Gaza. In other news this morning, the Chancellor has told Radio X easing the cost of living crisis is his biggest priority ahead of the budget on Wednesday. Jeremy Hunt is under pressure from some Conservatives to cut taxes, but says he won't borrow more money to do it. Nikki Haley has beaten Donald Trump for the first time in the race to become the Republican presidential candidate. She won the primary in Washington, D.C. The former president still has a huge overall lead, though. School leaders are asking for a double-digit pay rise. The National Association of Head Teachers says it would help fill vacancies in England. The government's already said salaries should return to a more reasonable level. And Blur, Nothing But Thieves and Foo Fighters are just some of the acts up for Global Awards. They're back for 2024. The winners are going to be announced on Friday, the 22nd of March. You can see the full list of nominees on Global Player.
Sport.
Manchester City came from behind to beat rivals Manchester United 3-1 to move within a point of Liverpool at the top of the Premier League. Erling Haaland added to Phil Foden's 2 second-half goals. It's after Marcus Rashford had given the visitors an early lead. United boss Erik ten Hag told Sky Sports News he doesn't have too many complaints.
We had two players on the pitch. They were so not 100%. Donny Evans and Marcus Rashford. And they gave everything, as the whole team gave everything. And I think the performance is very good. Only, of course, we are disappointed with the score.
At the other end of the table, Burnley are still 11 points from safety following their 2-0 defeat at home to Bournemouth. The only team below them, Sheffield United, take on Arsenal tonight. And Celtic remain 2 points off the top of the Scottish Premiership after a 2-0 defeat at Hearts. They missed the chance to reclaim the lead as Rangers lost 2-1 to Motherwell on Saturday.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
And the weather should be dry and bright for much of the UK. A bit of rain later for the southwest of England. Temperatures up to 10 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne. I briefly, momentarily forgot that I meant to intro you there at the top
of the
news.
Okay.
It just went 7 o'clock, the news jingle started, and then I was just looking at you, waiting for you to start, and then we just looked at each other for a second.
More of an impact, though. I liked it. It was like a pregnant pause, and off we go.
I was just staring at you, and you were staring at me.
I enjoyed it.
Seamless.
Yeah. That's what we are.
So, the mighty, mighty Reds, the Red Men.
Yeah.
Won in the 99th minute.
Never in doubt.
Oh, all under control.
That's never it. In doubt.
Never in doubt.
Pippa had to watch me watching the game.
Right.
Although it wasn't on TV, so you're probably wondering, police, how I managed to do that.
Watching it on the blooming radio.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Oh, yeah. How did you do that?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, sometimes the radio commentary is so good, it's like you're watching it.
It really is, yeah. Pictures with words.
And when I listened / watched to that goal going in the 99th minute,
yeah,
I was slightly happy.
Right.
Oh, I was delighted. Mm. For some reason, whenever we score a late winner, it happened at Newcastle earlier this season, my default is to get up and run, just make a beeline for the oven.
Why the oven?
For the oven.
I don't know.
What do you do when you get there?
I have an out-of-body experience, right, and I just find myself in front of the oven.
Right.
Sort of shouting at it, going, yes! And the oven's going, ugh!
I do this kind of weird, I'd sort of jump in the air, but like quite slowly. shall I show you? This is exactly what I do in our kitchen.
Please do.
We're on the radio.
Here we go. Because you're trying to keep quiet.
I don't know what it is.
But there's no one lives below you. I've been to your house.
No,
you're on the ground floor.
I do scare so you can scare the dog, right. Obviously, if you're too like loud and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like slow motion, and I won't say anything for a bit, and then it'll all come out.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? There's like a delay.
You can't control what your body does.
No. It's like a weird trampoline.
Well, I should be the one doing a slow jumping, because we've got people that live downstairs.
Right.
And they must have heard all of the noises.
Yeah, the whole block rattled.
Yeah.
So once you've reached the oven, sorry to go back. Yeah. So you've done that. You've got to the oven.
Yeah, I'm at the oven.
What happens there?
I just sort of then just realise
I'm at the oven.
I'm too far away from the TV now. Sorry, the radio.
To be fair, the oven's the furthest away.
I need to go back and listen to the radio a bit more.
Very well under questioning.
The oven's the furthest away from the sofa, so maybe that's why you went there, because
it's releasing adrenaline,
so
isn't it?
So you reckon, because that is, you're right, that's the furthest point away from the sofa.
Right. Thought,
so you reckon if the oven isn't there, I'd just keep running?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'd end up.
Where would you end up?
You should just, what we need is next time that Liverpool score a 99th-minute winner, just open the front door for me and just see where I go. You know that bloke is currently running the length of Africa?
Yes.
I'd beat him.
Yeah.
I'd end up somewhere in like Botswana before he does.
Oh, he'd be delighted to.
He'd be livid. Hmm. Sorry, mate, Nuno scored a last-minute winner. If you don't mind me, I'm just going to keep on going here, pal. And then yesterday, I felt a bit dirty yesterday.
Right, why?
Well, because I had to watch the Man City-Man United derby.
Okay.
Which is basically like seeing who you'd like to sleep with your missus next.
Exactly,
there's no winners there.
No.
But I kind of wanted Man U.
Yeah.
And there's not been many times in life where I've wanted Man U to win, but no. I kind of did.
Hmm.
Rashford scored the most outrageous goal.
Yeah, hell of a goal.
And then I proceeded to watch the rest of the game and realised that wanting this current Man U side to win a game of football for you is you're on a hiding to nothing, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Heard Erik ten Hag there call it a good performance.
Yeah.
Was he watching the same? Was he listening to the same game? Was he watching? Was he football?
This is Radio X
from Global.
Anyway, 7:08. I'm glad I've got that out of my system.
A few people rattled on the text.
Oh, it's always fun to talk about football.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Kind of divisive, isn't it?
What are they up?
Shut up, you pair. Something, something, something. Cheating Liverpool scum.
There we go.
Happy Monday to everyone.
It's just the game, guys. Come on.
Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Right, Monday morning. Got a busy show. You wouldn't have guessed it. If you listen to the first 40 minutes of the show, you wouldn't guess that we've got a lot to get through, but here we are. I have got to announce the brand new record of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I have got to talk a bit more about the Global Awards that you heard Dom mention there. We have got a weekend roundup.
Hello.
And we have got the brilliant, the wonderful, the very funny Mr. Alex Horn joining us for a chat later on this morning as well. So it's busy, busy, busy. So I probably didn't need to talk about Doctor Who for 10 minutes earlier. That's 10 minutes we'll never get back, no. Me or the listener. Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood, 7:16. Hope you had a lovely weekend. I've upset a few Nottingham Forest fans, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
It's nothing personal. Sorry. I was just very excited when Liverpool won on Saturday, okay? We were discussing the fact that, for some reason, when Liverpool score important goals and I'm watching at home, I run towards the oven. You know, like how, you know, Darwin Nunez runs towards the corner flag?
Yes.
Well, the oven is my corner flag.
Absolutely.
Andy, who's taken the defeat well, says, I put my head in the oven when Liverpool scored. Okay. But someone said, Toby, I'd like to know, if you were watching in a pub and Liverpool had done that, would you just run to the kitchen? It would be funny to think of all the kitchen staff just watching you cheer in front of the oven, Gary. Yeah. I don't think I just always run to the nearest oven.
No. It doesn't have to be a kitchen appliance, does it?
No, necessarily. I think it's specifically when I'm in my living room, I run towards. I don't think, like, because I go to a lot of the games.
Yeah.
I couldn't just set off trying to find an oven.
Right, come on. Where's the kitchen? Move out of the way.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Around the cop.
Now, Pippa.
Sorry, Pippa. It's just a little girl.
Pippa.
Yeah.
Have you seen what?
Do you know what?
Pippa, I'm trying to host an award-winning radio show.
I think we all thought better of you.
Yeah,
actually, I do.
Pippa, why don't you explain to the lovely good folk at home what's just happened?
Listen. I'm just testing out the WhatsApp number because we can now accept WhatsApp messages to the studio, actual messages, not just voice notes.
Mm.
And I was just merely doing a test. And instead of putting test, I put boobs.
Right.
And to say it has successfully come through, there it is in green. Happy days.
It has worked. I'm looking at boobs right now.
Boobs works.
Yeah.
We're all looking at them.
Yeah. Yep. So whilst I was doing the link, so we've got this screen in front of us where the texts and tweets and stuff come in, and we were just doing a lovely link, and I looked to my left, and it says in big capital letters "boobs," and that's the executive producer of the show testing the latest technology. Now this is very exciting. So what you just sent a WhatsApp to 83936?
No.
Don't do that.
Because you could just text that, but the WhatsApp number. So you can either get to it via Global Player.
Okay, so you can WhatsApp the show via Global Player.
Or, now, this is the number, but there must be an easy way of doing it. It says 0330-333-100.
No.
You need to turn it into a song.
Yes.
That's the only way the piece... It's why it works in adverts.
Dom, you've just sent the word oven.
Yep, that works. It works.
Boobs and oven work.
Should we try and do a song, a little tune or something? It does get stuck in your head there.
I'll tell you what, I'll play this track from Kasabian.
Okay.
Then we'll all just take a minute and think about what we're doing here.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
They're coming in now.
Now.
Lots of boobs.
Oh, it's nice to see them because it lights up green in our studio, the WhatsApp thing.
Cheese, bum willy bum, boobies, it works, it's easy, boobs. Great. And do you know who started this? You did, Pippa.
Sorry.
You did.
Do you know the one we didn't mention there is one who's actually texting a normal message as well?
Yeah.
Wish the congratulations to their 11-year-old son for his opening night performance.
Oh, yes.
So, well done, Eric.
Oh, yeah, sorry, well done, Eric, as well. Congratulations, Eric. Sorry, I got distracted by boobs. I often do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what we'll do is, I'll play this track, and then we'll come back in a bit, and we'll prepare a nice little ditty.
Yeah, I think so.
And Pippa can sing the number that everyone needs to text.
Oh,
lovely. This is Kasabian's new one. It's called Call. I've played this clip a few times, but I don't know why it made me laugh so much. Johnny chatting to Serge about this record. Have you heard this?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I think the drop is so extreme, it's almost irresponsible.
I'm not being funny.
I like
funny.
That, though. That's a good review.
I'm just saying. Some of the moves you're pulling in are almost irresponsible. Suddenly, you've got a duty to the public. I just wonder if Leicester Council, how they'll see it.
Sure.
If you've got to maybe tone that down a bit.
No, they're all about that.
Okay. It's what they live for.
It's a Larry Council.
It's a Larry Council.
Don't worry about Leicester Council, mate. They're all about the drop, yeah?
Oh, it made me laugh so much. Right, 7:23, Monday morning. Johnny Vaughan is back for 4 o'clock this afternoon. In a few moments' time, we'll be going through some of your WhatsApps. There's a theme to the ones that we've received so far.
Mm.
And Pippa is going to sing you a song.
Radio X.
The vaccines, if you want, are just gone 7:30, Monday morning. Hello there. Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles. Now, if you've just tuned in, it's very, very exciting. It's all very high-tech because... you can get in touch with the show in many, many ways.
Mm.
And there's a new sheriff in town because you can now send us a WhatsApp message. So you can either do it via Global Player or there is a number as well, which in a few moments' time we will explain to you in more detail. There's a theme.
There is a thing. I mean, to be fair, I think Pippa set the theme.
Well, this is it.
Early doors.
You're sort of basically... Pippa, to test the system was working, just sent the word boobs.
It was just merely a test, not necessarily for on air, just a test.
And then now lots of people are following your lead. You're sort of a boob Pied Piper.
That's it.
People are following you around.
That's what I've always wanted.
You've wanted that, haven't you?
You know, Gary in Northampton, you know, says Bristol's. It's just stuff that's like that. You know?
That's it. Jebs.
Jubblies.
From James Robinson.
Yeah, James. Morning, James. James is listening.
It's James.
Yeah, James sent in the word Jebs.
Thanks for Jebs there.
We've had fun bags. Yep. You know, we've had, it's, and it's all knockers. You don't hear.
You don't hear enough, do you?
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Exactly.
See, I don't see what's wrong with good old-fashioned bosoms.
Now, you've often said that.
I like the word bosom.
It's not used often, is it?
Or bosom to describe both. It's impressive bosom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chesticles?
That's good.
How do we feel about chesticles? I've always been a fan.
Just to note, it's International Women's Day on Friday, so let's get this out of the way now.
It's our nod. Doff the cap.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Because it's International Women's Day on Friday, I want to make sure we're using the right words.
Exactly.
Good.
So by Friday, we'll know which the best word to use is.
Yeah. And with that in mind, Lee and Dartford, bangers.
Now,
so,
thank you.
Know,
thank you.
To women everywhere.
Thank you, Lee.
Put it on the list.
That's great.
Put it on the list. Now, Pippa.
Rank them. Shouldn't we rank them top 10?
Yeah, we should. Can we get... This is why they banned us for presenters from using the Twitter account. Because right now I'd be crafting a tweet.
Yeah.
Right, rank these words in orders, everyone. Now, there is also...
There's a lot coming in.
Somebody's done that thing that you used to do at school with a calculator where it's just... bracket, then a dot, and then a bracket.
Joe's quite good, actually.
It's actually quite good.
It lit up on the screen like
that. Now,
quite like it.
You can't call them. You can't call them calcium cannons.
No, you can't.
Come on.
Although they're only quite scientific.
Look, the one is just coming from Connor. Don't read out. You're not getting it, Connor. We're all about, you know, euphemism. You've gone straight in there.
Yeah, there's no cleverness there.
No.
Just there it is.
Now,
Toby's gone.
I'm here all week. Actually, if our boss is listening, I might not be.
Yeah, might not be.
I think he'll certainly be taking me off the show on International Women's Day Friday. That's more like it. Just hello from Jane and Gateshead. Thank you, Jane.
And Connor's apologised. You don't need to, Connor. It was a very nice one.
Now.
We've never had such reactions.
This is it. We're going viral. Right. Now, there is also a number that you can WhatsApp. So...
Sorry.
Pippa is going to sing the number so that it's easy to remember.
Yeah. Yes. The idea being that any advert with a phone number in, you tend to remember it, don't
yes,
you? Kind of.
Exactly.
Well.
0800 double something, yes. 1066.
The Battle of Hastings Insurance Company.
Now, Alex has suggested, and feel free to suggest other tunes that Pippa can sing along to all week. Oh, you're only with us today. I'll have to be all this morning.
I'll probably pop in tomorrow as well, actually.
Yeah, for a quick sing.
But, for example, Alex says it works quite well to the tune of Oh Christmas Tree. So, Pippa, why don't you just give that a little go?
Oh. 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 100.
Oh,
it does.
That's lovely.
There we go. Works quite well.
It's quite slow.
I also think it might work quite well, and this is topical because this is on at the moment, with this, Pippa. So please prepare yourself.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, crumbs. Okay. 3, 3, 0. Oh, can't get the key. 3, 3, 1. Hang on, let me try again.
I don't know if they're going to remember that.
I'm not sure.
3, 3.
Okay, are you ready? I'll do it again.
No.
I'll do it again. I think you've got this, honestly.
Yeah.
I reckon you've got this all day long.
Quite moving in a way, isn't it?
I don't know.
So just me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's awful.
Okay, you ready? And off we go. There we go. Morning, Mr. Sugar.
That's
really
lovely.
Sorry that I started too high.
Yeah, that's the only reason it didn't work.
Yeah, otherwise it was perfect.
Started in the wrong key. By the way, I mean, meanwhile, whilst this is all going on, to the left of me is just 1,000 messages coming in.
Exactly.
Dom's keeping a keen eye on them.
I really am. There's so many we can't reflect on air, shall we say, but thank you.
Now, you reckon, Pip, that it works well with the old live and kicking.
Yeah, I'll just have to shout louder than the kids.
which you often do. Just shout over them.
That's it. Okay.
By the way, great advice for any parents listening. If in doubt, just shout over the children.
Absolutely.
That's my advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so Pippa, are you ready?
Yep.
And 3, 2, 1.
0-3-3-3-3-1-0-0.
There we go.
That was good. That was really good. And that's memorable.
It was better than The Apprentice. I'll give you that.
It was.
Well, there you go.
It was up there with Oh Christmas Tree.
Lots of ways to get in touch with the show, including WhatsApp, on Global Player, or that phone number that Pippa just so beautifully sung for us all this morning. 7:37, The Libertines, Shiver on Radio. Last dream. Libertines, Shiver. This is by far the most interaction Radio X has ever had.
Yeah.
It's worrying, isn't it?
Isn't it?
The most interaction we've ever had otherwise is when we do the Best of British Countdown and people hurl abuse at us for the top 100.
Can you imagine the amount of work that has gone in to make sure that this WhatsApp thing works? They've probably been working on this for months. They didn't foresee this morning and the theme of the nature of the text that's coming in.
So this is sort of a test run this morning.
It is.
So they'll be looking into it.
They will be.
Engineering. So you can now contact us via WhatsApp. On Global Player, there's a link, I'm guessing, or there's a phone number, which Pippa so beautifully sung for us a few moments ago. But all that you've used it for so far is basically just sending us other words for breasts.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
And I am not exaggerating. In the last 5 minutes, I reckon we've had, I don't know, 700.
Yeah, I think we have. And also, there's some we've never heard of before, or certainly me. I don't speak for you, Toes. Are you aware of wallopers?
Do you know, that's the first I've heard of wallopers. Hmm. I mean, Dom's got a notepad out. He's writing some of these down.
I have. It's good material.
Warlords. There we go. And by the way, there's plenty that we cannot read out on the radio.
Clankers. Sorry, let's stop now. This is silly. Silly. Thanks very much.
Oh, wow. Now, yes, there is a link on Global Player.
Yeah.
And there's also a phone number, which Pippa is going to sing for you now over whichever theme I fire at her.
Oh, no, please.
No, okay, so Pippa is going to sing the number.
You've nailed it so far. Yeah.
You've been brilliant so far.
This is sacrilege. It's the 18. The three, and a bit, and back again. Sorry. And again.
That was, it's like you're running up a hill.
It's the fact that you don't know what your first note's going to be. No one knows.
No one knows.
No one could possibly know.
Jeopardy song.
Okay, Pip, you've got this, okay? You ready?
Okay.
That is so good.
You tell you got into your stride there.
Ah, it works.
Me and Dom were jumping up around dancing. It doesn't work.
It feels like a glove.
Oh, there we are. Oh. Wow. Well, I hope... engineering are really proud of the fact that they've made this work.
Yeah, they're delighted.
I hope, engineering, if you're listening, we've tested it well for you. Arctic Monkeys, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. 10 minutes to go until 8 o'clock, Radio X. Hello to Faye in Tamworth, who says, right, you lot, stop it now. I look like I'm having a breakdown. I'm crying with laughter whilst out walking the dogs and I'm getting some very funny looks. Now, this show, it's taken a left at the lights, hasn't it?
It was never our intention, was it?
No.
Going forward.
I feel responsible.
It was because you are entirely responsible. Absolutely your fault.
Yep.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope you had a lovely weekend. I think engineering are regretting this now, but the very clever people that work here at our company at Radio X have found a way that you can send WhatsApps in.
Yeah, so we've had audio messages, obviously, for a while, haven't we? So this is now our screen in the studio. We can actually see them on WhatsApp coming in, just like we did with texts and tweets and all that sort of stuff, which is great.
Really
clever. Because there are some people whose smartphones can't do normal short code texts.
Yeah.
So we've had a few saying that now. So now you can WhatsApp and we see them. It's great.
Which is lovely. And yeah, we're very excited about it. Mm. I think in hindsight, regrettably,
yeah,
Pippa decided to test it was working.
Off-air. Off-air test.
Well, you say it's off-air, but yeah. I was in the middle of a link and I looked to my left because I saw something come into the studio and you had written the word boobs.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
So now all we have...
The train has left the station.
...is genuinely, I reckon now we're over 1,000, just WhatsApp messages from people, just basically. I mean, someone just texted in saying the Mitchell brothers.
Yeah, no,
I mean, come on.
That's lovely.
And over the last... How long has it been going for?
About half an hour.
Yeah.
Half
an hour. No matter what we've talked about in between, a steady stream of...
Yeah.
Baps.
Yes. Yeah.
Steady stream of baps.
Yeah. Sukas.
Yeah. Over shoulder, boulder holder.
That's now, it.
A good bra. Good come bra on. That.
So that's where... Now, that wasn't my intention. We've got Alex Horn joining us later
that's
on this morning.
It.
This could have been a sophisticated show.
He'd be above this, I think.
Oh, easily.
Do you think? Yeah.
I think we're all above it.
Mm. I hope he's not listening.
Oh, God, I hope he's not listening.
Zebedees.
I hope no one's listening. Well, thank you very much. Oh. Anyway, the good news is you can now get in touch. Mm. So thank you very much. Now, it is 7:52. It is Monday morning. So on the way, we are going to be chatting with Alex Horn. I've got to reveal our new record of the week. We'll have a weekend roundup with Pippa as well, which will probably drag the show through the gutter some more, knowing her. And lots and lots and lots to get through. So that is all on the way this morning. Hello to Matt, who just says, Mr. Teats. I mean,
that's really nice.
The Kooks, she moves in her own way on Radio X. So I'm The Kooks, she moves in her own way. Coming up to 8 o'clock. Monday, 4th of March, and a very happy birthday to the King, Mr. Kenny Dalglish.
Oh, happy birthday, sir.
Oh, happy birthday, King. Love you, King. Or as I like to call him, my mate, Kenny.
That's it.
I told you about the time we hung out, didn't I?
You hung out with him?
You know about this.
Where were you?
In a bar in Madrid or Barcelona after a game.
You say hung out. How long were you with him for?
Oh, how long does it take to say the word croquettes?
Did you see him walking past and sort of...
I ended up somehow in a bar after... I think it was after we just lost to Atletico Madrid in the first leg.
Right, okay.
And I ended up somehow in a bar with a couple of mates and suddenly loads of Liverpool staff and players and ex-players came in, including... There was loads of, Carragher was there and all these people, but me and my mate just froze when the King walked in. Because he's the King,
right? He is the King, yeah.
So the King walks in and I'm just there. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Kenny. Mm. And we both stood there just basically staring at him.
Could you speak?
No.
No.
I don't get starstruck with anyone. I've interviewed Michael Caine, Matt Damon, didn't even flinch.
Yeah.
The King walked in. I was like...
Yeah.
I once got in the lift with Stephen Gerrard as well and I froze.
Yeah. I met Kenny Dalglish at a charity thing years ago. I was introduced to her, and rather than saying, hello, I'm Dominic, they went, Dominic. I called him Dominic. He went, oh, and then he started talking about it. Yes, and then walked off.
Oh.
It was too much to compute. Your brain couldn't take it in.
Well, we're there, and anyway, at some point, some trays of food start getting passed around.
Right.
So I'm reaching over to grab a bit of food. I hear a Scottish accent behind me. It's obviously him, but I panic. And he says, and I won't do the accent because I don't want to offend the whole of Scotland.
That's it. Or Kenny Dalglish.
Or Kenny Dalglish. But he says, oh, what are those? And I turn around and he's an inch away from my face and I just say in his face, I believe they're some sort of croquette. And he looks at me and I'm far too close to his face and he looks at me slightly scared and he goes, thanks very much. And takes one, puts it in his mouth, pops it in his mouth.
That's it.
And walks away.
Oh.
And I turn around to my mate Andy and I go, I just spoke to Kenny Dalglish. And he goes, yeah, you didn't really seize the moment there, did you? Now, I've never met him since.
Yeah.
I have to meet him again to rectify the situation. I can't let... I mean, God help us, I hope that me and him are both on this planet for a lot longer, but my only interaction in life with Kenny Dalglish cannot be the sentence, I believe there's some sort of croquette.
From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Phil Foden is filth this season.
Isn't he?
He's so good.
Such a shame.
Is that good filth?
Yeah, good filth. Good filth, yeah. The only kind.
Yeah.
Now, there's two huge games of football on tonight because there is, well, first of all, I'm kicking off at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Crystal Palace.
Right.
Yeah, we're playing the Frizzles tonight in the league.
The
Frizzles.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big game because otherwise I'm worried that Saggy Melts are going to run away with the league title.
Saggy Melts.
Yeah.
Now, where are you in the league?
We started well, but we've dropped down. We're sick for the minute.
Oh, okay. Because last time we spoke, I think you were second. That was a couple of months ago, was it?
Yeah, that was because we'd won our first two games of the season. I think we've lost four on the bounce now.
Oh, man.
And I'm the manager of Crystal Palace.
Oh,
and
are you?
I'll be honest, the fans are starting to turn.
Right. Are you player-manager?
Player-manager.
Okay.
Yeah. Four losses on the bounce.
Oh.
I'm worried they're going to fly a plane over the Wandsworth seven-a-side, Monday night seven-a-side that says Tarrant out.
Tarrant out.
Yeah, exactly.
Time's up.
We do have our ultras.
Right, okay.
My mates Jack and Rich sometimes come and watch.
That's good.
They're the ultras.
That's good.
But then they haven't been turning up recently.
Right.
The fans are talking with their feet.
Are they?
And they're not coming along to
watch. Do you get flares let off ever or not?
Sometimes Jack brings his dog Bertie.
Oh, that would do it. That would do it. Shocking enough.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge game for Crystal Palace tonight. Mm. And also there's a small matter of the Premier League, you know.
Oh, yeah, there is that as well.
Now, Sheffield United fans, be honest with me, after sitting through 90 minutes of watching Man City absolutely spank Man United yesterday, is there any hope tonight, Sheffield United fans, of them doing anything? Are they going to... I'm hoping Monday night, under the lights.
Oh, absolutely.
Good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Can you just make it awkward for Arsenal?
As awkward as possible, please.
Dirty little set piece somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play for Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
Come home and I'll be back for the second half of the Arsenal game.
That's it.
Will it even be worth putting on the second half? Is my question. I'm hoping so.
I have faith.
Can I shock you? I love Sheffield United.
Oh, we always have, haven't we?
We've always been big Sheffield United fans. Yes. Yeah.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Now, Alex Horn is joining us a bit later on this morning. Looking forward to chatting to Alex. And we have got Pippa's Weekend Roundup on the way. She's going to cover all the big stories that you may have missed over the weekend.
Big-ish.
Yeah. And a lot of stories that you missed because, frankly, they weren't important or interesting. So that is all on the way. But first, Oasis, Lila, Radio X. Oasis, Lila. It's Monday morning. Good morning. Toby Tarrant for Christopher Moyles. And for one day only, we have got executive producer Pippa with us, and therefore it is time for
Pippa's Weekend Roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
For the uninitiated, Pippa, would you like to explain what this is all about? And when I say the uninitiated, I mean me.
Right.
Okay, sure. Well, some bits and bobs have happened over the weekend, viral bits that Dom may not have included in his news headlines.
Right.
Arguably, because they're not important enough.
Mm.
But we're talking, you know...
Oh, there's no argument.
No. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
If they were important, they'd be in the news.
They would be in the news.
Yeah.
So this is just to check that you're keeping up with the kids. So I've got three clues relating to three audio stories. And it's you versus Dom. Play along at home.
Okay.
And the first one of you to marry up the clue to the news thing.
Now, at this point, I always say, I don't feel as I've seen anything this weekend.
No.
Do you feel the same or not?
No, I was in the pub a lot. Mm. So unless it happened in the pub I happened to be in, I don't think I saw it.
Okay.
Pippa, just a quick one.
Mm.
I've got four clips in front of me here.
Yes, you have.
And you said there was three clips.
I did, and I'm just checking in with Charlie why there's four. So
okay.
That's that.
Good. Well, we'll all find out together.
Yeah,
let's. So shall I play the first clue, Pip?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so the first clue is... So Dom and I just have to shout out what we think this might be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially, yes.
Let's do it. A lovely bit of music that...
Yeah.
When I Wish Upon a Star. So it's...
Disney.
Is that the...
Walt Disney, they've unfrozen him. He's back.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
They've unfrozen Walt Disney, haven't they? They've unfrozen Walt Disney.
Is it the boy fishing on the moon? Is it this one?
A man's been fishing on the moon. They've landed on the moon. They've landed on the moon.
It's no. It's a big film company, isn't it?
Now, you've got Disney.
Okay.
Who or what do you associate with Disney when you think of Disney? It's very tenuous.
Toy Mickey Story. Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
Thank you, Tony.
Oh, I know what this is.
Do you know?
I think I've seen this.
He's all right, isn't he?
No.
Oh, what's happened?
Mickey Mouse is Mickey dead.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Now, before we go into this, we want to say this was peace and love and lots of respect.
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm already excited.
Something's happened to him, in a good way.
I think I know what this is.
Do you?
So a lady, I think she's Dutch.
Mm. Yes.
She won some sort of athletics event, like, let's say, hurdles.
Right, okay.
And she did an interview afterwards. Now, yes. She has quite a distinctive voice.
Okay.
And I think you're going to enjoy this.
Now, okay.
Now, before we play this...
Yes.
She broke the 400-metre world record...
Right.
Wow. ..at World Athletics Indoor Championships in Glasgow.
Whoa.
So just to put how much gravitas and respect onto the lady first...
What's her name?
Femke Bol.
Thank you. Femke Bol, okay.
Yes. So let's just, you know, which is a massive achievement.
So let's just,
that's
you know.
That's amazing. Let's just, you know.
let's just, you know.
So someone tweeted at the weekend.
Right.
The interview.
Yeah.
Post 400 metre sprint. Yeah. And just said, close your eyes and...
Imagine. A different world.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I'm with you.
And so her voice has a certain similarity to...
Right.
Our dear friend Mickey.
Okay. Ah, okay, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to press FaceTime, Tobes?
There we are. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Oh, no. Hang on. Oh, no.
Same as the global homepage. Oh, no, we're back.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we're not.
One minute. Putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the field, so I knew I had to go out fast. I'd leak in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how fast she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
Now.
Not just a similarity.
No.
That's uncanny.
She sounds... Now, this is the thing, right? Because... I don't want to sound like we're being unfair.
No.
But she does sound exactly like Mickey Mouse.
She
does.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And that's fine.
Oh, it's a lovely, you know, it's a very enthusiastic voice.
And in the interest of that, can we listen to it again, please?
Yes.
So just imagine Mickey Mouse has just broken the record for the 400-metre hurdle.
What up, Mickey?
What to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50s, so I knew I had to go out fast. I'd leak in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how fast she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
Oh,
she is lovely, bless
her. That's great.
But that is uncanny.
It really
is. Now, I do have a little clip of... Mickey Mouse.
Just in the interest of comparison. Just in the interest of comparison. Okay.
Compare and contrast.
Look, we can use this picture to see how his part
is. It's identical. She sounds more like Mickey Mouse than Mickey Mouse does. Oh, that is wonderful. Oh, that is exceptional.
Glorious,
thank you for that. Well,
it's exactly the same pitch.
It's exactly the same. That's the most high-pitched human voice I've ever heard. Yeah. Well, anyway, congratulations, Femke.
Congratulations to Femke Bol.
Well done, Femke Bol.
Okay, let's do another one. Come on.
Shall we? Okay, all right.
Okay,
so when you're ready.
I've got another clip here, okay?
Come with me.
Oh, it's the rat catcher.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Oh, it's rat catcher.
Now this is that bleak. Is this the Bleak Warehouse?
Oh, is this Glasgow?
So, and I think they've found one of the performers. Was it this woman?
Well,
who was, like, scaring the living bejesus out of people.
So this is that terrifying, what was meant to be a wonderful Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow, was it?
Yeah.
That seemed to just be a warehouse.
With a kind of... It was a bouncy castle in one end of it.
And some jelly babies.
Yeah, it was something like... Isn't the woman come out and started talking about it?
Well, the actual organiser has.
The organiser, right.
Now, the reason we're covering it is because I think this all started happening last week, but we haven't... mentioned it since it started happening.
Right.
And there keeps being more and more things that come out of it.
Yeah.
And one of them's a video that someone's done a song to it.
Right. Oh, great. Oh, okay.
And when they mention Well, just, you know, when they mention cooking meth in it, it means that there's a lady who looks like there's lots of dry ice and things.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
Do you know, you know it's going to be good when the...
That disclaimer.
When the disclaimer is, by the way, when they mention cooking meth... just FYI, when they start banging on about meth, don't worry about it.
So this, the organiser, so it was in Glasgow again.
Yeah.
It was £35 a person. Promised a fun-filled day immersing themselves in the world of Willy Wonka.
That's it.
Immersing.
But it was a virtually empty warehouse, some props, some AI-generated artwork, and you got one jelly bean each.
Yeah. Don't forget the bouncy castle. Yeah. There was a bouncy castle.
And there was a script given to the actors, but they got AI to write it, and it made no sense.
Right.
And there was a terrifying character called The Something, which just terrified all the children.
Yeah.
It
was meant to be a little bit of sort of low-level sort of scare tactics, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But a lot of them were traumatised.
A lot of those kids will genuinely grow up really traumatised.
They probably had a lovely day as well, I imagine.
Do you want to hear this song that someone's made?
What, yes, the one with loads of meth in it? Yes, I would.
100%.
Expand your imagination. If you want to feel dissatisfied, look in this average hallway mirror. A chocolate river with no river, a single jelly bean, and take your picture.
That's a kid getting scared.
Oh, it's lovely.
So is it still going?
No.
Oh, what a shame. We should have gone.
Oh, I would have loved to have gone up there. We should have done Moyles' birthday.
Yeah.
From a bleak warehouse in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mad.
I think the organiser has obviously apologised, and I believe there are many, many refunds happening.
Right, aren't
right.
They?
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
I'd hope so. But right. If anything, I would be giving them more money.
Yeah.
As a thank you.
Yeah.
Let's do one very quick
really
one.
Quick, yeah. Really okay, quick, okay. Yeah.
F1.
Formula 1, the
Formula
chain.
Formula 1 is back.
The chain.
Bahrain Grand Prix. Nothing about that.
Oh, is this... no, we can't talk about that.
No, it wouldn't be that.
No, it wouldn't be that.
No, it really isn't that.
No.
No. Did someone's tyre fall off?
No.
Speaking of our WhatsApps being open now.
Yeah.
Who do you loosely associate with Formula 1? That's all I could get for this.
Martin Brundle.
Murray Walker.
Presenter.
Jake Humphrey.
Thank you.
What's Jake been up to?
Been at it again.
Oh, has he done like a day in the life of Jake Humphrey? Is he getting up at like 5 o'clock and eating quinoa?
No.
Is it during an interview with somebody?
He hasn't said happy birthday to someone again, has he?
Oh.
It's very similar.
Is it? Is his dad?
So do you remember years ago? Jake tweeted a picture that
it was his mum's birthday, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And he just tweeted, lovely message.
Yeah.
69 today.
That's it.
Love your mum.
Love your mum.
To which somebody replied something like, I really hope it's her birthday.
That's it. Because it might have been yesterday or the day before.
Just to say, he's been at it. He posted something. I think it was yesterday.
What's he done?
And it was just a picture, which I believe is his lovely wife. Just a picture of his wife. And he's just put nails it on the apparently she did a 10K run.
It
doesn't say that.
So she just completed 10K run. He just tweeted a photo of his wife and said, nailed it. And I'd imagine the comments are just things like, congratulations.
Exactly.
Well done. I hope you did a good time.
Bragging. Yeah.
Morning, Jake.
Morning, Jake. Love you, Jake. But, Jake, you've got to learn. You've got to learn someday. Oh, lovely. Well, there we go. Lovely. Well, do you know what?
Pretty even, I reckon.
Pretty even.
She looks very happy in the photo.
She does.
Pippa's weekend roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
So just call it a draw?
Yeah, I reckon.
So basically those last 10 minutes achieved nothing in many ways.
In many ways.
Yeah. But I enjoyed myself. 8:23. Just a bit of feedback for when you're back next week and Chris is back on.
Mm.
I would just going forward do less crystal meth.
but that's part of the song.
That's a small, minor. Just keep an eye on that. When you're doing that quiz,
lose the meth.
Big caveat at the start.
That was Pippa's Weekend Roundup. Thank you very much, Pippa. The only quiz on radio that comes with a disclaimer. By the way, when you start hearing about meth, don't worry about it. The Black Keys, beautiful people. Monday morning, this is Radio X, a unique radio station. Florence and the Machine, you've got the love, Radio X. Good old Florence. Now, we have got the brilliant Mr. Alex Horn joining us for a chat in a few moments' time. The Horn Section, his brilliant band, are off on their hit show tour. They've added some new dates. It's a hell of a long tour, March till November. Mm. So we're going to get him on in just a sec. I think he's been on Radio X more than me.
Yeah, every time you cover for Chris, he's on, pretty much.
I don't know.
Is it in your contract?
I don't know. Mm. And I don't know if he hates Chris and he's running away from him. But he was on. He made his Johnny Vaughan debut the other day as well.
Okay.
We're passing him around like a cigarette here at Radio X. Anyway, so Alex Horn is with us in just a few moments' time. Radio X. Stereophonic Sailor Bee. 8:37. Monday morning, good morning. If you've just joined us, hello there. Hope you had a lovely weekend. Toby Tarrant here in for Chris Moyles. And it seems to be some sort of weird tradition that whenever I cover for Chris Moyles, Alex Horn joins us for a chat. And today is no different. We have had Alex Horn. So I've had him on the show several times. Mm-hmm. He's been on with Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby. I think he was on with Ellis and John back in the day, although we don't speak about them because they've left us.
Absolutely.
Those traitorous Voldemorts. And he made his debut with Johnny Vaughan the other day. Mm. He was the Pet Town Quiz correspondent. Good morning, Alex Horn. How was your Johnny Vaughan debut? It's a hell of a thing meeting Johnny Vaughan for the first time.
Good morning, Toby. It is a hell of a thing. I'm hoping my Wikipedia entry will be updated with just a Johnny Vaughan section next to it, because it is an achievement to be Vaughaned. So, yeah, it was an honour. It was an honour. Good morning. I'm glad we've got this weird tradition. I think it should be like sort of Valentine's or Christmas.
Yeah, I love it. It's always lovely. And unlike Valentine's Day, we don't force it down people's throats commercially.
We don't. We could do. We could start. We have a new section at Clinton's.
Yeah, it comes around earlier every year. Yeah. Oh, the cards come out a month before Alex Horn comes and joins on the show. Yeah. Now, Alex, we're here to talk to you because... Well, first of all, I haven't actually asked you, how are you, by the way?
Oh, no, don't ask me that. Absolutely dreadful. I've got... really bad personal problems.
Oh. Okay, well, let's talk about the tour instead then. Because it's morning radio, it's meant to be light, and you can sort out your problems in your own time.
Emotional problems, physical problems.
Wow.
The house. Don't talk to me about my... No, I'm fine, thank you, Toby. How are you?
Do you know, I'd love that. You don't see that enough. You know, like the Graham Norton show where they get... No disrespect, Alex, but huge, mega, A-list Hollywood star.
Never been asked.
Only a matter of time. By the way, we are trying to turn you up. There's a few people texting and saying that you're very quiet, but it's definitely at our end.
I can talk louder if you want.
I mean, that is one way of doing it, but I think Pip has managed to...
Oh, Pip's sorted it.
All right. I'm hiding.
Pippa's... Now, Alex, I know from your angle, the executive producer is down between my legs at the moment.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, Pippa. Yes.
Yes.
They are married, it's fine.
Yeah,
I can excuse it.
I promise you, she's twiddling some knobs down there. That's all it is, Alex. Yes, but whenever they get these megastars on Graham Norton, I'd love it if he just went, you know, so Angelina Jolie, how are you? And she just went what you just did.
My knees hurt.
Yeah, exactly. I want to talk to you about the tour. So the Horn Section. Now, I want to sort of, I want to do a bit of This Is Your Life with you, Alex, because...
Yes, please.
I don't quite know the chronological order of things, because comedy, Taskmaster, the Horn Section. How does this all happen and which order does this all happen in?
Well, weirdly, I can tell you exactly the order. And I'm going to use the word impregnated. Is that fine?
Fine by me. It's too late now anyway.
My wife was impregnated by me. Is that better?
That sounds as though you had less to do with it, doesn't it, if you put it on her? But in a good way, Fred.
Well, I think she should get more of the credit than me.
Exactly. But
I was trying to do the gentlemanly thing. Anyway. and 9 months later... out popped our first son, which meant I didn't go to Edinburgh that year in 2009. And instead, I came up with two projects. One was the Horn Section, one was Taskmaster. So literally within months of Tom being born, I had a chat with my old friend Joe, from who I grew up with, who's a trumpeter. and my old friend Tim, who is a comedian, and decided to do these two projects. So, yeah, they all started nearly 15 years ago when I was bored, because having a baby is the most exciting and boring thing you'll ever do.
Well, you're a genius in many ways, Alex Horn. Not part because of, you know, your lovely, your work that you've treated us to with the Horn Section and Taskmaster, but also genius move. So you've impregnated your wife. Let's keep saying
she was impregnated by me, but yeah.
Sorry, she was impregnated by you. And then you immediately came up with two projects that were going to make sure that you were out the house quite a lot. So...
Yeah. I mean, I would say also, I've come up with about 98 other projects which have gone nowhere.
I see.
So I did... lightning struck twice, but also lightning struck a lot of other times but didn't cause fires. I don't know. I'm not sure about the analogy.
I like the analogy. That's good.
It was limp lightning. His heart wasn't in it. Yeah.
Limp lightning should be the autobiography. Yeah.
Now, speaking of getting out of the house, it's a long old tour, this. It's March till November. Do you know how many dates you're doing in that time?
Well, weirdly, it's only about nine. So, no, I think we do sort of one or two a week, because We've decided never to work Friday, Saturdays or Sundays. So, we go out on a Tuesday in Middlesbrough, which is a problem, it turns out. I think maybe 40 dates till November. So it's manageable. But it sounds impressive, I think.
It does. It's just an all-year tour.
It's all over the world. We start and we end in the same place. And no, we don't leave the British Isles. We go to Dublin.
Oh, good. Lovely. Nice, sensible time you'll have there.
And we started last Friday at a stadium gig at Cheshire United.
Oh, wow.
In the bar there for 100 people.
Wow. Now, I reckon I can say with some confidence you're the first tour in history that is taking in Cheshire United and the London Palladium.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you are right. But it was a really good way to start, because there was no stage, there was 100 people, it got quite rowdy. So I think we're ready for anything now.
Right, ready forever the tour throws at you. Now, I want to talk about the London Palladium, because it's 11th of October.
Okay.
And so the Beatles, Frank Sinatra, the Rolling Stones, Shirley Bassey, of just some of the names that have graced the stage at Palladium. Right. Do you think they're ready for the Horn Section at the London Palladium?
We make such a mess in the show. So we sprinkle peas over the audience at one point.
Wow.
You know, we have actually performed there before. We've done a show there once, and it is, without saying too boring, it's a genuine honour to be on that stage. It's really fun. But it is no different to, you know, Chesham or Middlesbrough, because it's still just people who have paid a fair amount of money to have a good time. So it's the same pressure and privilege, I suppose. What a boring answer.
No, it's not at all.
No, it is. It's iconic.
It was quite boring.
No, well, do you know, that's one of the things you get
just
taught.
Just say it was boring, Toby.
Okay, Alex, it wasn't your best.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, there's a thing in interviews where you sort of have a rough idea of where you're going to go with questions, but you should also react to anything that you hear. And I wouldn't be doing my job here. I wouldn't be doing my role as Paxman if I didn't come back and ask you about sprinkling peas on the audience.
Yes, you wouldn't. Paxman would be all over that.
Care to embellish at all?
Well, I don't want to give things away, but we have sort of... The show is called The Horn Section's Hit Show, and we do play all of our hit, which is... we only have one, and that's a song about peas, which has a secondary meaning, which I can't go into here. Right. Mm. It would make Paxman blush at the least. So, I can't give you a decent answer for that, but it's really fun chucking peas at a crowd, because you can throw them as hard as you want, and it won't do any harm. Probably do good to the... audience.
Yeah. One of their five a day.
That's it.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Well, there you go. Great advice for any people listening. You can chuck peas as hard as you want.
Yeah, and as hard as you want.
And it won't do any harm at all.
Fresh peas, not the clumpy frozen variety.
Oh, yes. Good point,
well made. Now, when you're in the studio with the Horn Section, you're writing these songs, do you... It must be difficult, because I always imagine what it's like in the studio when you're the Rolling Stones and you're writing Gimme Shelter and all looking at each other going, well, this is a masterpiece. Do you ever stand around looking at each other going, right, we're writing a song about peas. Is there going to be a point where you take a song to a live audience and you realise you've actually finally lost the plot?
Well, yeah, this year we've got songs about cleaning fluids, religion, and quite a young girl. We have a sort of catchphrase in the show, in the writing room, which is, it's good enough for the podcast. So we have sort of three categories of song, one which will work live, two which maybe might work at a corporate event, and the rest, which is good enough for the podcast. So, yeah, it is the hardest ones are the ones to play live, because you want people to laugh throughout it and applaud at the end, which is difficult because you also want them to enjoy the music. So, yeah, it is a challenge. And I'm glad you're constantly comparing us to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, we have. I think they had a similar problem.
Yeah, yeah. Do you get?
I think it's harder being a comedy band than the Beatles. Because we have to come up with new stuff every single time. We can't just play these same old hits because people know the punchline. So, I think we have it tough.
Are you saying, in a way, you're better than the Beatles? That's what it is.
In more than one way.
In more than one way, yeah.
I think we've now outlived them as well. We've been going 13, 14 years.
Oh, yeah, you have then?
Yeah. None of us are dead. Thank you.
I'll thank you to remember that.
Who are you thanking?
I'm thanking the bodiless voice which keeps talking, which is freaking me out. Oh. Who is that man?
Oh, you can't see Dom.
Oh, sorry, Alex. Sorry.
Hello, Dom.
Hello, Alex.
If I'm at a dinner party and there's some voice, but he's in a different room, it's weird.
Yeah, here we go. He's waving at you now. He's still behind me to wave. There we are.
Hello, Dom. That's more like it.
I must remember to mention to guests this week that you will hear a voice at some point.
Oh, yeah, because they can only see you, can't they?
We're in this temporary, small, weird studio at the minute.
Yes.
Hence why there's a voice with no face talking to.
Exactly. The Beatles never had to deal with this situation.
You're absolutely right.
No, you are absolutely right. We are streaming live, by the way, on Global Player. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a very quick song, Alex, and then we'll come back and talk more about how you're much better than the Beatles.
Right.
But if you'll just stay there for me for 2 seconds, because we've got you until 9 o'clock. But yes, the Horn Section Hit Show Tour is... tickets are available right now at thehornsection.com. Right. And it's from March till November. But don't sit there at home thinking, oh, it's on for months. It'll be easy to get a ticket. They're actually not doing many shows because they don't work weekends. So, so rush to get a ticket immediately. We've got the brilliant Alex Horn with us until 9 o'clock. Better than the Beatles. High praise indeed from the man that fronts the band. This is Blur, Coffee and TV on Radio X. Coffee and TV, Blur. Radio X. If you just tuned in, we are live on Global Player right now. We are joined by Alex Horn, who is about to embark on a world/British Isles and One Night in Dublin tour from March to November. Tickets are available at thehornsection.com. And in his own words, they are better than the Beatles.
Yeah, I think it was much better, wasn't it? They are much better.
Sorry. Much better, yes, that's it.
Sorry, I'm doing you a disservice.
Mm. Yeah. No comparison. Mm.
The documentary that came out where they had all the behind-the-scenes footage of the Beatles in the studio. Mm. Were you watching that, Alex, thinking, these guys have got nothing on the Horn Section?
Yeah, do they do a magic trick involving hummus? I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
Famously lacking from their set.
Lennon wanted to do it, apparently. The other three weren't having it.
That was why they split up. Musical differences.
Yeah.
Paul went, will you stop going on about the hummus thing, John?
Yeah.
Now, whilst I've got you here, it would be amiss of me not to talk about the new series of Taskmaster, which is coming soon to Channel 4. And the lineup, Alex, is... I mean, I say this every time the lineup comes out, but I'm particularly excited about this. Yep. I'm going to list it so that you don't offend anyone and miss them out. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about that. I'm grateful. I also like that you're excited, but there will also be many people going, well, I've not heard of any of them this time.
Right, do you reckon? But
every single time. Really? They're furious.
Really? Yeah. Well, I mean, they're silly billies, and more fool them. Mm. Joanne McNally, who we've had on the Chris Moyle Show, and she does a podcast with our company, who is lovely and hilarious, and with all the respect in the world, absolutely insane, Alex.
Yes, she is our Dublin-based comedian, and she's the only one who was keen for me to be drunk throughout. That was her main plan, was to get me drunk. That was her way around it.
I've never seen you get force-fed alcohol on the show. I've seen it at charity events, but...
Yeah, we had to cut a lot of it out this series as well. But, yeah, that's her vibe, I suppose.
John Robbins, who we know well from his Radio X days. Having said we don't talk about him, we've mentioned him twice.
Twice now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But now, knowing John, he will be the most competitive man in the world.
Yes. Do you want to guess what he's wearing, Toby? One guess what he's wearing for it.
Oh, I know.
Gino, go on.
I reckon.
A Freddie Mercury outfit.
Absolutely. Yeah. The yellow leather.
Yes.
The yellow leather. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Which I'd imagine doesn't lend itself to some tasks very well.
He takes the yellow leather jacket quite a lot to reveal not a bad body anymore. He's taut.
Ooh, what a compliment. Not a bad body anymore.
Not like it used to be.
Oh, yeah, there's been improvements. Thank God.
Nick Mohammed, I mean, people know him from Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso magic, hopefully sprinkling onto the show. Very funny. I'm not going to tell you what he's wearing throughout, but it's ridiculous.
Lovely.
And a full face of makeup for a reason, which you'll see.
Right. Perfect, of course. Now, Sophie Willen, now, I don't know Sophie particularly well. She is one on the list that I don't know too well, but, I mean, I trust your judgment. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a sitcom called Alma's Not Normal. She's from Bolton. She is a very funny woman. I mean, I don't want to say this out loud, but I'd say these two women outshine the three men often in the show. Mm. They're so funny and they don't care, whereas men care and get all niggly. The women are just there to have a fun time.
Yeah.
And I'm up for it.
Well, men get competitive and actually do want to do the task quite well.
Yeah.
Which is why I like... Now, this is the name that's jumped out at me as soon as I saw the lineup that I was just like, yes, thank you. Manna from heaven. Is Steve Pemberton, because I like it when on Taskmaster the more senior comedians don't care, because the younger comedians have to go onto the show and they've got to also try and they're launching their career a little bit to an extent, whereas when you get someone like an Alan Davies or a Frankie Boyle on, they don't need the PR.
No, but Pemberton he has a competitive streak.
Does he?
He might be the cleverest person we've had on the show. There's some stuff he does. I don't know if this will get the viewers, but involving cryptic crosswords, which is very exciting. But he's also a very silly man, and yeah, he's an old man, and that gives Greg something to constantly chuck at him. I think they're the same age, but Greg, you'd think he was Greg's granddad by the end of the series.
Oh, I love Steve Pemberton. I think that's such a wonderful choice. Well, I can't wait to keep an eye out for season 17 of Taskmaster coming soon. And yes, go and see the Horn Section's hit show tour. It's coming to pretty much every single town and city near you between March and November, thehornsection.com. My final question for you, Mr. Alex Horn, and this isn't a weird fetish thing.
Ah. Will always start with that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just want a caveat.
Oh, good. That's a relief.
Oh, good.
Will I be seeing you in some cricket whites this summer?
Now then, Toby, let's say, yeah. I mean, it's my dream. We've sat next to each other at a cricket ground, but we've never played cricket with each other, haven't we?
No.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I would love to do it. I would love to, but probably not.
Okay. Yeah, lovely. Into every time, so we both involved at this wonderful charity, Lord's Tavern, that does amazing stuff, and it's a cricket charity. And as well as just drunken do's at cricket grounds, which I also do, they play some games,
right?
And I play quite a few times, and I'm trying to convince Alex to don the whites.
Oh, okay.
I've done them once. I did play once, and I was with a former England cricketer who was quite mean to me and scared me, and then he. We shook hands in the dressing room. We didn't have any clothes on at that point, and it was a power play. And I've yet to play again.
It was a power play.
Now, I genuinely don't know this story. It's wonderful. Having played with the Lord's Tavern a lot, that sounds very plausible. This Andy Caddick. Yeah, Andy Caddick. I thought it might be.
Does he walk around with no clothes on quite a lot?
That's vintage Andy Caddick.
Is it? Typical Caddick.
He
was one of my heroes. He still is. So no. No disrespect, more respect than ever, but he definitely made me feel not a sportsman by the end of it.
Yeah, and that would be Andy Caddick. Yeah, good morning, Caddick, if you're listening. Yeah. Right, Alex Horn, thank you so much for chatting to us, and I'll probably see you again on Radio X in the next couple of days.
I hope so.
Oh, I imagine.
It's our tradition.
It's our tradition. Alex, lovely to see you, mate. Best of luck with the tour, and speak to you soon. Thanks, Alex.
Bye.
Alex Horn, everybody.
Bye, John. Bye, Pip. Bye, Alex.
At the other end, Burnley are still 11 points from safety following their 2-0 defeat at home to Bournemouth. And the only team below them, Sheffield United, they take on title-chasing Arsenal this evening.
Weather. With eBay. Get your vehicle MOT ready with batteries, headlights and tyres.
I want to say up the blades. And the weather, dry and bright for much of the UK, rain for the southwest, rain. Temperatures eventually getting up to around 10 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Should we get you to bed?
Yes. I just got excited about Sheffield United and forgot how to say the word rain.
Yeah, I want to say blades. Anyway, rain.
It is a worry, isn't it? It's only Monday.
That Ferrari story.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Talk to me again.
So stolen 30 years ago from the San Marino Grand Prix.
So someone nicked a car from a Grand Prix.
Yeah, just I'll take this to where it needs to go, but they didn't.
Right.
And they, yeah, stole it. And then it was about to be exported out of the UK and it flagged up for some reason and they managed to stop it.
So,
and the Met Police recovered the car.
So for 30 years, though...
It's been in a lockup somewhere, I guess.
So
I don't
what
know.
Was the point in nicking it?
Yeah, I don't know.
What a waste of time.
Unless at night time they just went razzing round.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you can't exactly drive down the high street in that and not get
really.
Spotted.
No.
So they probably thought, right, buy their time here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, guys, we're going to put it in a lockup. And yeah. I know it's frustrating because we all want to have a go on it.
Yeah.
Lads, he's saying this to all the other thieves. I'm assuming they're men.
Yeah.
Men are thieves. So he's going to the other guys, look, lads, I know we want to have a go on the Formula One car, but yeah. There's a lot of heat on us at the minute. People are looking for this thing. Tell you what, let's meet back in the year 2024.
Let's do it, yeah. Let's leave it 30 years.
And then they'll have given up by then. And then the minute they try and take it to San Marino, that's it. Right. we've been looking for you guys.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Now, I don't know anything about Formula One, but Bahrain this weekend?
Yeah, it was Bahrain on Saturday.
Any idea where they're off to next?
I want to say Saudi.
Okay.
Next Saturday.
Let's have a listen. So let's Formula One... calendar.
I think it's Saudi.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You're right, on the 7th of March. So,
yeah.
Now, if we've got any listeners, because we've got some listeners who are quite ka-ching, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If there's any listeners going to Saudi Arabia, try and nick a car.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Not one of the big ones. Like, don't... If you try
Do we need to caveat that?
I don't think we do. Because it's Toby who gets in trouble, isn't it?
I think you piped down, miss. By the way, you're about to hear lots of chat about crystal meth.
That was a very needed caveat, actually.
All right. Stay in your lane. I don't know what the teams that, like, there's the big ones. There's Mercedes, there's Formula One. Now, you're not going to be able to nick one of their cars. But, like, a Haas car.
A what? Oh, I see.
A Haas car.
Sorry, yeah.
Like, I reckon their security is lax.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I reckon so. Or like Sauber.
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 Yes.
Nick a Sauber.
Yeah.
No one's going to know or
That's
care.
It. What's the worst that can happen? Tarrant.
Radio X.
And famously, in Saudi Arabia, they're very relaxed about theft.
That's it.
Yeah. So, right.
Exactly.
906. I'm going to play a song before I make an enemy of Saudi Arabia. Monday morning. This is The Killers When You Were Young on Radio. It's with you until 10 o'clock. Lots to get through before 10 as well. But good morning. The Strokes, Sunday on Radio X.
We're having a laugh, are we?
We, do you know...
Today.
It's loose, isn't it? It feels loose.
Yeah, it's loose as a goose.
This is genuinely good radio. Total chaos, but good listening, says Mike. Thank you.
Those aren't our words. Those are Mike's.
The words of Top Gear magazine.
Yeah.
Anyway, hello there and good morning. And we are the only radio show this morning that has covered extensively Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Names for ladies' breasts.
Mm.
And an interview of Alex Horn.
That's it.
And upset Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Now, no one else is doing that.
As far as we're aware.
Yeah. I mean,
we've
been on air, so we haven't heard what else is going on out there.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
But I can say with some confidence.
Yeah.
Now it is also time for our record of the week. Yes, every single week we pick a brand new track that we love very much and we make it our record of the week. And this week is no different. So this band is one of the biggest British bands of the last decade and they disappear in between albums. They just disappear off the face of the earth and then they come back with new music, and we love it when they're back. Catfish and the Bottlemen have returned. We started playing this last week. You may have heard it already. If you haven't, you're in for a treat, because this is their new one. It's called Showtime on Radio X. Catfish and the Bottlemen, Showtime. That is our record of the week. Big fan of that. I like that a lot. Intern Bella loves it.
Oh.
So if nothing else, yep, they'll sell one copy.
Mm. Bella's all over that.
Yeah. So they are headlining Reading and Leeds Festival in August, and they are playing those shows at Cardiff Castle and Edinburgh Summer Sessions as well. And the lead up to that festival, it is going to be on their fourth studio album. More details on the way. But yeah, it's our record of the week. Catfish and the Bottlemen are back with Showtime. Now, Holly James is back from 10 o'clock this morning. In a sec, I'm going to play you last week's record of the week, which I'm obsessed with. I think it's so, so wonderful. And I need if I've got to get something off my chest as well.
Oh.
Oh, watch out, everyone. Radio X. Foo Fighters Walk on Radio X, 9:26. Just over half an hour to go until the request hour, but don't send in your request just yet. Be patient. I'll open the lines a bit later on. Now, I saw something in the paper this morning that apparently vaping is increasing the risk of COVID. Chemicals in the e-cigarette enhances infection by the virus, says the University of California scientist. Now, I've talked about this on my usual show, but as I'm covering Chris Moyles at the moment, I've got a larger platform. Can I just take this moment to discuss how lame vaping is?
Right.
Such losers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so... Because do you know what? I don't think...
Morning vapors.
No, no,
way.
Not morning. No, good night vapors.
Whoa, you tell them.
I'll tell them.
Yeah, with a day of...
I tell you what, right?
Honestly, day-night reference.
No, you shouldn't smoke either. No, I've never smoked anyway.
You shouldn't
You shouldn't smoke anyway. But there used to be something occasionally quite cool about a cigarette. You watch some gritty, like, Scandinavian crime drama.
Right.
And the detective solving the murder is, like, smoking cigarettes all the time.
Mm.
Or you've got, like, Audrey Hepburn smoking a cigarette in one of those, like, long tube things.
Peaky Blinders, man.
Peaky Blinders, stuff like that. You could kind of make a cigarette look cool. Imagine if, like, those gritty Scandi noir things, he's going... Oh, there's four more bodies we found today. How are we ever going to solve this? Ooh, that one's blueberry. You loser. You absolute loser. What are you doing? It's so lame.
Are you on the fence about it?
Don't smoke at all. But if you are going to smoke, get some cigarettes down. You're like the good old days. Come on.
Come on.
Do you know what? I'm glad it ups the risk of COVID. I'm glad. And whilst we're here... Craft beer.
Oh, now.
Get out of here.
You're not keen on a hops, are you?
Oh, you.
Too hoppy.
Have a beer or go home, all right? I don't know why I've gone so cockney.
You've gone very cockney.
Oh, you have a beer or get out of here, son.
And you've extended your arms at full width.
I'm angry.
Just to make your point.
I'm angry. Go in there, get a Guinness, get a beer.
Hmm.
Don't be like, oh, I've heard this one's nice. It's got new hops, apparently. Shut up. This one's got watermelon in it. Grow up.
I never thought I'd say this, but can we go back and talk about boobs?
No, I haven't got any problems with boobs.
Yeah.
Just vapors and Love people so. That drink weird craft beer. Do you know what craft beer is?
Go on.
It's the blokes that don't actually like beer. And all this time they've been lying and pretending because they feel like society thinks they need to drink beer. And finally they've got one that tastes of, like, you know, fruit juice. They can't believe their luck. Made in some hippie's bathtub somewhere.
Oh.
Anyway, this next song is a new one by Kings of Leon.
Who's going to cover tomorrow's show, Pip, in case there's an issue after that point?
It might have to be you, darling.
Yeah, fine, okay.
Fine by me.
Yeah.
This is the new one from Kings of Leon. I think it's excellent. I actually quite like this, despite, you know, how angry I am about vaping and craft beer. This I'm a big fan of. See, I don't just hate everything. It's called Mustang. The Lemonheads, Mrs. Robinson, Radio X before that. The stunningly good new one from Kings of Leon called Mustang. If you were listening before that, I think I kept it together pretty well.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
But I briefly got quite animated talking about my disdain. No, let's call it hatred.
Right.
Let's call it hatred for vaping and people that drink craft beer as well.
Yeah.
And it's divided the room. On social media and the text, some people fully backing me up. Some people Toby, absolute disgrace, says somebody on Twitter. Yeah, exactly. Toby, you've absolutely lost your head laying into craft beer. I haven't. I have not. Now, off air, Pippa was looking into the names of some of the, that. The names are the worst part.
Oh, you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's smug. It's really smug.
Of course it is, because everyone that drinks craft beer is smug.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
He's doubling down, everyone.
I know, it really is.
Come on. Okay. Hit me with some names of some craft beers.
They're basically puns around the word hop. Okay.
Oh.
So we start with Smooth Hopperator.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, come on. That's good.
So, no, Dom. Dom. No, good. Dom, you're part of the problem.
That's good.
Optimus Prime.
Again.
God, now, can I, if you look at the anguish on my face right now, let me talk you through what's going on right now. I hate craft beer. I bloody love a pun.
Well, no. Well, let's turn at the lights here.
Okay.
Even More Jesus. That's one.
What?
Yeah, just that's what it's called.
There's no hop in that.
Hang on.
Even More Jesus.
What do they mean by even more Jesus?
I'm not sure, but that's what it's called.
Is this what Jesus would have wanted to be commemorated by some beer that tastes of, like, I don't know, pomegranate?
It's a Denmark one, 12% alcohol. 12?
12%. Oh. Yeah, Jesus was a drinker.
Was.
Look what he did to water. The alky.
Amber's Hot Friend.
Now, are you sure? I think you've gone onto a different website.
I do too.
Go.
Don't Google it.
We're back on track here. Hoppy ending, right?
Hoppy ending.
Yeah. Now,
that's it.
That's not terrible, is it?
No.
Robo Hop.
Robo Hop is awful.
But imagine going into the pub. Imagine going into the pub.
Lads, what you fancy?
Right, lads, what we drinking? Robo Hop. Yeah, we'll have two Robo Hops and a hoppy ending.
More Jesus for me, whoever it's called. Thank you. Have one of the Jesus ones, yeah?
Keep the More Jesus coming, Barman.
Yeah.
Here we go. The Great Big Kentucky Sausage Fest.
Now, again, I think you've gone back to that other website where Amber's Hot Friend was.
Can I have my internet link back, please? Thank you so much.
Bitter Woman IPA.
Yeah, Bitter Woman. I'll tell you why that is. Because everyone that makes craft beer for a living is tragic.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine their wife has left them because they realise now that they're a loser.
That's it.
And so they've just made a beer called Bitter Woman to get back at the wife who's rightly left them.
Geriatric Hipster Club.
Oh, come on.
There you go.
That's not even trying, is it?
Some of the bands that John Kennedy's playing are saying these names are rubbish, guys. Yes. Come on.
That's an ale aged in bourbon barrels. Bourbon? No, that's a biscuit.
Chocolate biscuit barrels.
Barman, this pint's a bit crunchy. It's full of biscuits.
In fact, take a bite, I'll have a Jesus one.
Move on for that. Space Nation Middle Finger.
Oh, come on.
Find that.
Imagine a pint of that.
I don't want to read out some of these in case they...
Do you know what's on? Because you know what's going to happen is there's blokes stood around going, I'll tell you what I did have the other day, right? It was that Space Nation Middle Finger. It's a lovely little drop, that. It's not a lovely little drop. Grow up. Well, thank you for looking into those for me.
You know, Bob Mortimer does this. He does micro brewing. So he does his own beers. And one of his beers is called Not Now, Madam.
Which is good. Now I'm so torn because Bob Mortimer's my favourite human being in the world. But are they crafty beers?
They're craft beers. Yeah.
It's not like a proper lager.
No, so there's Madam, Kiss the Alderman, and Retail Park is one of his as well.
Oh, I love Bob so much as well. Oh, no, I don't. Do you know what? I take it all back. I love craft beer.
There we are, you see.
Alien M4 Movies Radio X Monday. So, if you missed the announcements a bit earlier on during the news and every news bulletin since, the Global Awards is entering its seventh successive year. And it brings together all of Global's radio stations across 15 categories, including Best Song, Rising Star, Best Male, Best Female, Best Group, and Best Rock and Indie, which is where we get involved. And so, we have got Blink-182, Blur, Foo Fighters, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Nothing But Thieves up for Best Rock and Indie. And listeners can vote for the Best Fans category on Global Player right now as well. And the winners are going to be announced on Friday the 22nd of March. There's one slight issue with the Global Awards.
Go on.
It has my jacket.
It has?
My jacket.
Oh, okay.
Well, from when? Well, there used to be... physical Global Awards that we did at the Hammersmith Apollo a couple of times. And the last time I went, it was myself, our boss Matt Deverson, Johnny Vaughan, Was Moyles there? I can't remember. It was a table, and we got very, very drunk.
Okay.
Very, very drunk. And then I left my jacket around my seat.
Right.
And went home and got in a taxi and left it there.
And it's still.
And then they moved the Global Awards online. Because I just thought I'd go back next year and pick
it
up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's how it works,
yeah,
isn't it?
So now I can only assume my jacket's online now.
Oh, you love that jacket as well.
Well, that was the same awards day where I had to go down the...
Oh, good. Was that the picture?
Oh. That was your fault.
It was my fault. I'm so glad. You didn't have to do it. I'm so glad. As a friend, I'm so glad you fully committed.
Did you remember this? Told off for it? Did you get told off?
It was. I reckon, the worst 5 minutes of my life.
And the best of mine. It was lovely.
Dom, I was covering breakfast that week. That's why Moyles wasn't there, because I was covering
that's
breakfast.
It, yeah.
Chris was away. I had to go down the red carpet. I didn't want to.
No.
But they were like, look, we need somebody to go from Radio X down the red carpet. Mm. So I was down the red carpet. In front of me was Vic Hope, and behind me was Little Mix. And Dom dared me to do the pose where you put your hands way too high up on your hips.
Yeah, so it's almost rib area.
Honestly, my heart was racing. Vic Hope is there. Vic Hope looked beautiful, right? Incredible.
Yeah.
And she had a lady who was holding her dress out behind her.
That's it.
That's how beautiful this dress was.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going, Vic, over here. Vic, over here. Like photographers, about 20 in the press pit, all taking a photo of her. She's done professional modelling for, like, I don't know, Vogue.
Yeah, she knows.
And I'm watching this going, I can't do that pose. But yeah. I was like, I've got to. I promised Dom I'd do it. So I walk out after Vic. I step out and none of them know. Have you found it?
Oh, have you got the picture? Oh, lovely.
It's so stupid. Look at that. Look at that.
And you look like you're dying inside.
My heart, I've never been so nervous in my life. I was dying inside, and the photographers, so I walk around the corner, my turn next, Vic walks off with her lady carrying her dress behind her, and none of them know my name. So 20 blokes in the press pit just go, well, they've been going, flash, Vic over here, Vic over here. I walk out. They just look at me. None of them's even taking a photo.
Oh, no.
One of them eventually half-heartedly goes, yeah, over here, mate.
Oh,
so I look at him.
To be kind.
And I put my hands as high up on my... and just the bleakest thing, just one flash goes off.
Oh, no.
And then I carry on walking. And then after that, it's Little Mix. Girls over here, 100 cameras going off again. Yeah. Oh, I hated you for it.
But well done, though, because we've got that picture now forever. It's a lovely thing.
If you don't know, if you ever see that photo online and you don't know, you're just like, that bloke is an idiot. I mean, come on, it's fair play.
Absolutely.
People look at that photo and think I'm an idiot, Dom. Can you imagine?
Imagine that, guys.
Anyway, the Global Awards are back. And if anyone finds my jacket, please let me know. Now, the request hour is on the way. Do you know what? I'm going to let you get involved. Tweet at Radio X, hashtag the request hour, send a text 83936. Polly James is looking after you all week with a request hour. Start of a brand new week. What song would you absolutely adore Polly to play? Let me know, and she might get it on after 10 o'clock. Right now, this is Wet Leg with Wet Dream. Wet Leg, Wet Dream on Radio X. Right, I've just retweeted the photo again from when Dom made me go down the red carpet and do a stupid pose as a dare. But I didn't expect that I was going to be on the red carpet between Vic Hope and Little Mix.
So lovely, that picture.
Tim in Nottingham says, Toby, I just had to Google that photo. It looks like you've been caught doing the funky chicken.
Thanks
for making my day.
Mm.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. I think that was the lowest. In a life of low points, that was rock bottom. Every time I think I've hit rock bottom, it turns out rock bottom has a basement. And that was one of those occasions.
Oh, it was lovely, though.
Well, thank you very much for having us this morning. It's been a roller coaster of a show this morning, I'd say.
It really has. We've covered a lot.
At no point did I know where it was going.
Yeah. In a good way.
I think that showed. So if you do want to listen again to that, you can do so on Global Player.
Yeah, might as well.
Now, request hour on the way. Enjoy that. Very quickly before we go, we'll have an on-air production discussion, Pip, because I need to tease who's on the show tomorrow, but there's a few crossed wires here.
Yeah.
So, we have Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman on the show tomorrow.
Mm.
We reckon.
We think so, yeah.
We definitely have Gabby Logan.
Yes.
Let's bank Gabby Logan now. She's in, okay? But I was told at the end of last week it was going to just be Gabby, but not Chappers.
Yeah.
But then Dom messaged Chappers yesterday, and he seems
as though he's up for it tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, he said, in fact. I went, all right.
So it's Gabby Logan and maybe Mark Chapman.
Yeah.
I think is the line.
Gabby's 100%. Well, I'd say Chappers is sort of 92.
Here's the predicament we've got, right? So I hope we have both of them, but if it's just Gabby, also excellent.
Mm.
I like to create silly games whenever we have a guest on the show.
Yes.
I created a game very much for Gabby Logan's benefit.
Right.
I'm going to tell you now, it involves two people, Gabby Logan and Hulk Hogan. Okay. I'll let you work out the dynamic of the game.
That's such a tease.
So we could end up playing a game of Logan or Hogan with Mark Chapman.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Now, I haven't got a plan B.
No.
Because there's no 90s WWE wrestlers that rhyme with Mark Chapman.
Not as far as we know.
That I remember.
He'll enjoy it anyway, I reckon.
Exactly. So we'll just play Logan or Hogan with Mark Chapman.
trying to get that to rhyme with a Hogan. It's not going to work, is it?
So we'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back. We'll definitely have Gabby Logan with us. We might have Mark Chapman with us. We might have Hulk Hogan with us.